Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, the president laid out some recent history about the group before delving into the aspect of a counterattack. Some feel that public opinion has fueled this response in light of brutal videos being released. Some believe intelligence lagged regarding the rapid progress of ISIL. What do we know, and is this limited approach the best decision at this time?
Well, what we know is there is a group, the Islamic State, that is causing terror in Syria and Iraq. And so the question before the United States right now is, even though most of the victims have been Syrians and Iraqis, with two notable American journalists being beheaded, what do we do about this group? Do we have an obligation to prevent this group from further destabilizing the Middle East? So last night we saw Obama take a very forceful approach, saying the United States can't let this current threat possibly blow up into a larger threat that may at some future point threaten the United States directly.
Well, the president talked about a broad coalition of allies taking part. Currently, 9 countries are on board. Do you expect we'll see that number grow?
It will be difficult to make that number grow, but I do expect that we will see an additional nation or two. Remember, this is a group that poses a threat in multiple nations right now, evidenced perhaps in Yemen and Somalia. So a lot of countries have a vested interest, whether they have been great allies of us or not, to having stability. Stability is good for economic prosperity. It's hard to make money. It's hard to provide people with jobs when there are individuals out there that threaten that matrix. And so the United States is trying to bring military stability in efforts of bringing economic stability. We don't want to keep paying their bills.
Yeah, we heard this morning reports talking about Turkey. Are there some countries that are on the fence about joining? You know, they talk about Turkey, that officials there worried about some of their soldiers and some others trying to be recruited into ISIL.
Obviously, one of the reasons for reluctance is the fear of a backlash. And that's why many Americans are saying, why do we want to take this group on? Are we asking them to do something in retaliation? Turkey is in the same position, and yet they're just geographically right there north of Iraq. They have a very direct problem. If they are involved, not only are their troops being put at danger, are American troops being put at danger, but does Turkey face a possible retaliation from this amorphous threat? You know, they don't have a home. They're not just in Iraq. They're not just in Syria. They're really kind of going wherever they can go. That's problematic and that's dangerous.
Well, some concern. We talked about training Syrian rebels, given the climate of war already there. Do you believe the administration can monitor the viability of rebels taking on militants?
I think the administration can. If we think the administration can't, then what we are saying is we have very little trust in our national security apparatus. That's who's supplying the administration our information and our logistics. So I think we have a structure that can track what is going on, that can pinpoint where their support is coming from, and take the strategic steps to eliminate that support and mitigate the threat. Are we going to completely eradicate this organization? No. But are there steps the United States can take with the fewest fatalities and the fewest backlash to mitigate this threat? And so Obama is in many ways striking an approach between the Democrats and your Republicans, finding that middle ground to deal with a threat.
And trying to keep boots off the ground. Josh, you know, additional troops, about 470 or so, being assigned to this mission. Did this plan appear for now avoid calling up military personnel from local regiments and reserves?
It is entirely possible that local regiments, depending on the skill level that is needed. If we're talking about engineers, there are several engineer battalions in Louisiana, so we could see a local effect to this. Some of the more strategic air forces are located in Fort Barksdale. They may be asked to supply some support to this. So this is going to be something, though, that will affect everybody in this country, potentially. And going back to that essential question, there is a terrorist organization in the Middle East. What obligation does the United States have? President Obama says, I think we need to do something.
Josh, just under a minute left. We're less than 2 months away from an election in Louisiana. Senate race continues to heat up. Might we see this decision become a point of debate in the last weeks of campaigning?
I fully expect all three of our candidates to say something. Colonel Maness has already gone on record as saying he's got a better idea than President Obama. I expect Bill Cassidy and Mary Landrieu to force each other to take positions as well. Foreign policy is a difficult issue to get voters to vote for somebody, so don't expect too much attention and for this issue to make too much of a difference overall on this race.
University of Louisiana at Monroe, political science professor, Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.